All right, continuing with the area of Ein Ma'avirin. I'm going to do one last thing in Sukkah, Mem Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara, short Gemara, basically two lines, right next to the Tosfos of Nichnas. Rabbanan de Bei Rav Ashi kol Amos de Mishamshi Beho Mivarchi. The Rabbanan of the Yeshiva of Rav Ashi, every time they touched their tefillin, they made a bracha. Okay. They took Shemesh pretty seriously. Rashi says, why were they, Rashi of course wants to fill in, why were they keep on touching the tefillin here? Well, what's causing this whole thing? Why are they touching it, and why should it demand a bracha? So Rashi says, the Mishamshi Baho, it's up a bunch of lines. The Mishamshi Baho, the Kaimalan Chayav Adal Mashmesh Betfilin Kol Shah, Kal Vachomer Mitzitz, the Perakam of the Yuma. So Rashi says it's based on the halacha that we just did, which is that a person is Chayav to be Mashmesh Betfil of Kol Shah. And the Rabbanan de Bei Rav Ashi, as a result, had the opinion that you even make a bracha. They even make a bracha. So they made a number of brachas throughout the day. Every time they were mashmesh betfilah, they made a bracha. Alright, what do you see from that? Now it's interesting. I mean, we could, of course, just contemplate that right now. But it's interesting. Take a look at Tosfos. B'chol emes t'mishamshi mevarchi. So Tosfos says, the mitzvah l'mashmesh bahen, shlo yasiach daito, de beperakama de yuma, yalfina mitzitz, umatzit shein bo el askarachas. Okay, so Tosfos agrees with Rashi that the cause of them being memashmesh betfilin kol shah is based on the lacha of hesachadas from the tefillin, from the askaros, as we learned. But now Tosa says, "V'lo esparesh my hava mavarach, my hu mavarach." But Tosa says, however, the Gemara does not explain what bracha did they make. See, this is where it gets interesting. Im mavarchin lishmor es chukav, k'moshim mavarchin basa de mesalkin tfilaso. Is it the bracha of lishmor chukav, which the bracha that, at least according to Yerushalmi, they used to make the bracha at the end of the day, and Tosfos already in Brachas points out, I don't remember what daf now, like around, I don't have a Brachas in front of me, somewhere around the Tosfos, Mem Vav, Vamud Beis, around there, Mem Vav, Mem Zayim, Mem Ches, one of those blood. Watch, I'll be off, I'll be Mem Tes, somewhere in that range. Tosfos points out that it's only according to the Man D'Amar who holds that Laila loves Man Tefillin. And it's based on the pasuk of Shamarta Sachuka Miyamim Yamima. So if the pasuk that you shall be Shomer the Chuk Miyamim Yamima tells you that Tefillin is Bayom Veloba Laila, that Laila loves Man Tefillin, then Tosfos says it's then it makes sense to Yerushalmi that you take off the that when you take off your tefillin at the end of the day, samach l'chashecha, then you make a bracha. Okay? Then you make a bracha. Of course, if you paskin like we do, that Laila zman tefillin, and the only reason we don't put them on is because Shema Yisham Bahem. We're afraid you might fall asleep with them on. So then, of course, that bracha is not applicable. That's why no one has ever heard that bracha. But the Mechaber, by the way, took it seriously enough that he actually says that you shouldn't make the bracha. Whereas it wasn't a sheet of the chuya that held that bracha. It's just the sheet that held Lila's Lavzman's villain. So since we hold the other way, so that's why he made that point. It seems if we would have really passed him the other way, we would have made the bracha, like the Yerushalmi. Okay? So now Tosus over here, like it is, I give you the backdrop. So Tosus over here is saying, what bracha did the Rabban and the Beir Ravashi make? Im avarchem lishmor es chukav, k'moshim avarchem basu d'masakim tfilaso. Okay, that's one possibility. Okay, I don't know why that's a possibility, but it is. Okay. Laniach. K'moshim avarchem b'shas hanacha, k'dis v'kametz rabba. Okay, or they make laniach every time they touch the tone. Okay, just like you make the bracha b'shas hanacha, as we know from the sugyas in Menachos and in Tefillin. That's the bracha you make. Okay. And then Tosafot says a strange sentence. I mean, it should really be read together, so maybe I'll do that. So he goes to this. Oh, laniach, k'moshim avarchem b'shas hanacha, k'disu b'kametz rabba. Dahacha rei munachem va'omden. Because here they're already on and in place. That's a good question. That's a very good question. Which one is Tosus? Which side is Tosus supporting? In other words, he sets up a chakira, right? Imavarcha lishmor. Oh, la niach. And then he says, Da'acha rei munachem v'omden. Which side is he supporting? I don't know. Maybe. I'll show you in a minute. I mean, I ran to the Tosus Rush to see if he clarified it. Hold on one second, gentlemen. Hang on. Okay, yeah, so the problem is, I mean, what is Tosus Suffolk all about altogether? Why does he have this question about what bracha do they make? Okay? And then, like we just asked, that line, the Hacha Rei Munachem V'Omden, it's a little vague. What is it supporting? Although I have my own, I will say. Then he says, "Umestavra demavarchin lishmor chukav, kamo demavarchin lishmor baser demesalkin tfilasa, kideisu v'perik basim." And then he says, "And it's mestavra that they made a lishmor chukav and not laniach." Interesting. Right, and basically it doesn't say anything new. In other words, when he says him a starver, he doesn't add any new information. Because he already said that. Right, that was his chakira. Im mevarchem lishmor chukav, moshe mevarchem basar demesalkin tfilaso. So, what's his raya? I mean, what's the Mestavra? I mean, okay, I mean, he just sounds like he slipped it outside. He liked it better. We don't know why. I mean, the whole thing is very vague. And just looking at the Tosus, which is pretty much, as my recollection, is very similar to the Tosus in Brachas. But this is the Tosus on Nun Aleph Amud Beis in Nida, of Neymar Rava. So Tosus mentions, he says, "Utfilin nami dafka kishemesalkan samach l'shkias achama shemechuyev l'salkan kida amar bakometz raba hameniach tfilin la'achas shkias achama over ba'zeh dechsev v'shamartes achuka v'shamartes achuka." Yeah, because the pasuk says v'shamartes achuka zos l'morda miyam liyam yamima. So it's a over basay. You have a chiyuv of shmira, shamarta zachuka. And that's what they want to say. That's why there's a bracha there. You have the Gemara brachas? Did you find it? Yeah, okay. It's in brachas on Mem Dalet on the Beis. Ulvnei Marava. Yeah. Aval anu shemesalkin osan bechatzi ayom, o afilo nesalkin belaila lo shayach kuka. Dafkele didhu the kasabri laila lavzman tfilinu, umiyamim yamima, asa, lemute leilas, shaycha bracha dechuka. Aval anan the kaimla and the laila zman tfilinu, vahana masimim apostik b'shamar dechuka, the Pesach. Forget it. And just a separate Mnei Shema Yafiach Behen. What Lo Mevarchina. Okay. Well, I say like this, before we get into all the problems, let's just proceed from what we could already say. Which is, we already said something. Now, you know, let's take the side that says Lohaniach Tfilin. Sheet that holds Laniach Tfilin. So why did the Rabbanim the Beir Ravashi keep on making Laniach Tfilin? After all, they made it when they put it on. So why did they keep on doing that for? Let's just answer that question. So that's what I was thinking. That we already said, based on Rabbeinu Eliyahu, who said that there is a din of Ein Ma'avirin, even by Mishmush, that we said that they gave it a status of a secondary anacha. They actually gave it a halacha as if... But, you know, just one second. Maybe just to take this area of Mishmash just a step further. So, I was reminded of a Rambam... I think we did it together. If not, I mean, I did it like a year or two ago. But the Rambam says, famous Rambam, in Perek Dalid, Halacha Chafei. The Rambam says, Kedushas Tfilin, Kedusha Gedolei, Shekolzman Shetfilin Al Rosho, Shaladam Valzro, Hu Ona Viyore, Veino Nimshach, Veschok, Vesicha Betela. Veino Mahara b'Mavshavas Ros Ela Mafana Libo L'Divrei Emes Vatzedek. So Ram says that right, the Kedushas Tefillin is great. That when a person's wearing him, he's a different person. He's an Onav, a Yarei. He's a tremendous guy. Ela Mafana Libo L'Divrei Emes Vatzedek. Okay. Then he says L'Ficha Tzarech Adam L'Shtagel Yosan Allah of Kol Hayom. So the question is, what's the Rambam talking about? Well, let's just be real. Which people is the Rambam observing? Where do you see such a transformation of people? So what's he talking about? So I think what we said was remember the Rav always said about this Rambam, because he was always bothered by the second part. L'fikach tzarech adam l'shtadol liyosan alav kol hayom shemitzvason kachi. What does that mean? That's like, what do you mean shemitzvason? They just say, therefore, since it makes you a wonderful, you know, da da da, you should try to have him on all day. What do you mean, shemitzvason kachi? So he always said, just, you know, basically quickly, it's a halacha in the gavra, kiyam gavra. That's the mitzvason kachi. And it's a kiyam gavra. But it doesn't really, it like gives you like a certain like halachic framework, but it doesn't really answer the problem. I mean, explains why the Ram says Shemitzvah San Kachi, because Ram's trying to tell you, Sarach Adam Lishtad L'Yosan Alav Kol Hayom. Yeah, because it's true, the basic mitzvah is to wear them all day. So what's the Ram adding here? No, but the answer is, yeah, there's a halacha that you're supposed to wear them all day. But then because there's this Kiyam Gavra, that's the real objective. And therefore, Shemitzvah San Kachi, that's the real objective of the mitzvah. It's to bring about this Kiyam Gavra. And that's why you should wear them all day. There's adding a different dimension. But it's not answering the other problem. But I think the answer to the other problem, which is how does this pull off this magic trick, is based on what the Rambam says in the very first halacha in Tefillin. Because the Rambam says, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Arba Parshios Elu, Shehen Kadesh Li, Vayaki Viyacha, Shebesefer Elu Shmas. Ushma vayam shemoa shehein nechtavos b'fnei. Let me start again. Arba parshas elish shehein kadesh li vayaki viyacha shebesef elish shmos. Ushma vayam shemoa. Hein shenechtavos b'fnei atzmon u'mechapin olson ba'or v'nikron tefillin. So these four parshios, kadesh li and vayaki viyacha, which are in elish shmos. There you have to say elish shmos because vayaki viyacha also exists, I believe, in Dvar. Okay, and then Shema Vayam Shemoa, which of course is only in Sefer Devarim, he doesn't have to tell you where that is. Okay, Hein Shenechtavos Bifnei Atzman, these four parshas are written unto themselves, U'mechapin Olson Ba'or, and you cover them in leather, V'nikron Tefillin, and they're called Tefillin. Okay? Now you could say at this point when he says the plural, V'nikron Tefillin, he means the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. But then he says, "Umeinichin o son al harosh." You put them on your head. V'koshrin o son al hayad. What do you mean, meinichin? It's meinich o so al hayad, or whatever. Meinich o so al harosh. V'koshir o so al hayad. Not o son. If it's referring to the tefillin shel yad, it's tefillin shel rosh. Doesn't make any sense. Elamai, what's the answer? The answer is that the plural is because he's referring to the parshios. That's what he's really saying. And that's why the Ram starts off that way. What is the definition of tefillin? It's the arba parshios. And you cover them in leather. And when you cover the arba parshios in leather, then you call it tefillin. But what are they essentially? Essentially, they are parshios. And you're supposed to take those parshios and put them on your arm. And in fact, covering them in leather is the vehicle, it seems, how to get them on your arm or how to get them on your head. That's how you do the hanacha. But what are you really being meiniach? Tefillin means parshios, dalet parshios. That's really their essence. And it's really a pasuk in the Torah, of course. Because you say uchartom liel sayadecha vayu l'tatafos beinecha uchasaftom al mizuzos beisecha. See, it's the same. It's referring to the same noun there all the time. What is it referring to? The divrei Torah. V'shinatom v'necha v'dibarta bom. Then you put them on your arm, you put them on your head, and you put them on your doorpost. So it's really a cheftz of parsha. Okay? Oh. So if that's true, so what the Rambam is saying is like this. What the Rambam is saying is that, see, the Rambam's talking over here about a person who's wearing his tefillin correctly. That's already based on what he said before, that the person can't have hetzchadas. Right, you have an halacha yud gimel, right? And we shein daita nechonim yishavas lapatam and tefillin. Shaminiach tefillin asalol laasiach daita mehen. And then halacha yud dalet chayav adul mashmesh betefillin kolz man shein olav shliach siach daita mehen. Why? Because they have 21 azkaros in each one. So now, when you get to chafhei, the Rambam is really speaking, of course, about a person who's meiniach tefillin properly. Meiniach tefillin properly means that he has no hesach hadas from the Parshios and from the Shem Hashem. And a person who's really related to the Parshios and the ideas of the Parshios and the Shem Hashem and what that entails. So the truth of the matter is, it would give him a Kiyum Gavra, like the Rav said, a Kiyum Gavra, Kedushas Gavra, because he would be related to certain ideas. He's not just merely wearing boxes. Wearing boxes doesn't transform anybody. But a person who has the tefillin on and he's really not Mesiach Daito man, which means he understands the what the Torah has allowed him to do, namely to put the words of Torah, literally to wear them on his body, or to fix it to his body, that would give him a different state of mind. And at least for those moments, there would be a transformation of such a person like that. And that's why the Rambam says that Sarach Adam Lishtadal Yosem Alav Tomet. He should try. A person who really wears his tefillin properly should try to wear them as long as possible. Shemitzvasan Kachi, because that's the real objective. Like the Rav said, it's really a Kiyam Gavra. Ultimately, it's not just a mere Maisa Mitzvah to put them on your arm and on your head. But if the real Kiyam is a Kiyam Gavra. And that's why the Gretz Edeni Quinderam quotes a story with Rav, right? That he never went anywhere without Torah, Tzitzis, and Tefillin. He's trying to show you a certain kind of a gavra. So that's the Rambam at the end of Perek Dalet. Yeah, why do I bring that up now? Because maybe I was just thinking that maybe that's the pshat, just a little better idea of Lamashmesh. Because Lamashmesh is really all a din in the Gavra. Right? It's really a din in Hesach Hadas, the Gavra. Because really, the tefillin, the guy's wearing them. He's wearing them properly. He's got them on his arm. He's got them on his head. Nothing's changed. But they gave it, since there's a halacha, that there's two things. One thing is that the tefillin should be munachim on your arm and on your head. And then there's a second halacha, if not more important, that there's a din gavra, that he should be related to the tefillin. So therefore, that's why they instituted mishmush. That's why they created this chiyuv. And so far as the kiyum gavra is concerned, it's a secondary halacha. Because, of course, the primary physical anachi you did already. But now you're involved in a different kind of a anacha. It's reestablishing the relationship of the gavra to the tefillin. So if he doesn't have that kiyum, it's basically worthless. It's nothing. And that'll be the question, right? There's Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi held that if they gave it a status that you with the mishmush, that you're reestablishing your relationship to the tefillin, so even a secondary anacha like that should demand a bracha. There's that kiyum itself should demand a bracha, because it's a anacha, it's a din anacha. It's an abstract anacha. It's an abstract anacha as far as the gavra. But obviously the others who disagreed, because they were only one, we don't hold like them, and the other Rabban and the Gemara don't hold that way, they hold no, that as long as you did a primary hanacha, and that primary hanacha hasn't been broken, so it doesn't, it's true, you have to chayav adam l'mashmesh, but it won't demand a bracha. It won't demand a bracha. It's only the primary physical anacha demands a bracha. Or do I say no? That even the secondary halacha, the kiyum gavra, if that's broken, that also demands bracha. I'm not committing myself to that question. I don't know. Let me ask you a good question about the, is this before the Hasach HaDaas or to prevent that there will be Hasach HaDaas? Like exactly how do you formulate those ideas? I'm not sure. I just wanted to give it a framework, what exactly the, like why the Rabbanan de Bei Rav Ashi would make a bracha. But I think it follows nicely from what we've been saying until now. They're just taking it a step further. And I'm trying to give that a, like a little bit more of a, you know, give it a more concrete form to it. That's what I was trying to do now. Yeah, give it a little more concrete form to the idea of the primary hanacha versus the secondary hanacha. Yeah, my own gut, and it was confirmed when I looked at the Rush. My own gut when I read Tosis, by the way, was that when Tosis says the hacha rei munachem va'omdin, he was trying to argue that you shouldn't make the lahaniach. There is the reason why he was trying to explain why he's introducing a new bracha of lishmor es chukav, because the hacha rei munachem va'omdin, in other words, it's very nice. You're right. It's very important that you shouldn't you should establish and keep establishing the gavra's relationship to the tefillin. There shouldn't be hesach hadas. But at the end of the day, why would you make a bracha? Hare munachem va'onden. You made a bracha on the primary physical act of hanacha, and the tefillin haven't moved anywhere. And they haven't moved anywhere. That's how I learned it. The Rush learns the same way. Well, I'll show you in the Tosafot Rush in a minute. But now you get into a new territory. So that's why I want to take up this side first, because this side fits more into what we've been learning. You know, you're moving into a new territory now of Lishmor as Chukav. A new territory. Yes. I just want to explain Lahaniach. Why would you say Lahaniach? All I'm saying is basically that what I'm showing is that the Gemara in Sukkah, which is where, actually I feel that's probably where Rabbeinu Eliyahu got his idea from. That he saw that Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi even made a bracha for Mishmash. So he realized that it really has a status of a hanacha. So that's why he learned that there's a problem of Eim Avirin. Okay? So that's the natural connection between the you know what we've been doing in this Gemara. Lishmor is Chukav, you're moving into a different territory now. A little bit. I mean, but you're still explaining the halacha of Chayev Adam L'mashmesh, but you're not dealing with Eim Avirin anymore. So this concludes Eim Avirin. With the one question still of, is it to prevent Hesach HaDaas, or there already was Hesach HaDaas? Okay. We're leaving one thing a little open. Okay, if anyone doesn't have Tosafot Rush, I'll read it out loud, read it slowly. So the Tosafot Rush says, Mitzvah L'mashmesh Bahem Shelo Yasiach Daito. The Beperakama, the Yuma, Yafina Mitzitz, the Matzitz, Shein Boel Askara Achas, okay, etc., etc. Okay. Velo is Parish Maimavarach. Okay, so Tosafot Rush has the same question as Tosus. It's not explained. What bracha did they make? The Nirash Yumavarach Laniach. Kamosh Mavarach Vishaz Anacha. So first he says, it appears that they probably made a Laniach. Then he says, V'teima. Matzarach Lavarach Laniach. Hare Kfar Munachem Vaomden. See? He used the same expression as the Tosus to show you why it doesn't make sense to make anacha. Why should they make anacha? They're already munachim. Umestaver de mevarech lishmor chukav. Kamo de mevarechi basa de mesalki tfilasayo kidis of perik basimen. So then he says maybe they made that other bracha, that lishmor chukav, like the bracha that they made, the bnei marava, when they took off their tefillin at the end of the day. Then he says, v'lo nihirali. Yeah, that doesn't appear to me either. Da'ai bracha lo shaykh ela b'shah siluk. That bracha only makes sense when you're taking them off. Ulaman damar laila loves man tefillin hu. V'shamartis achukah zos b'chukas tefillin hakasuf medaber. V'dafke kishu mesalkan samach hasheicha v'yesh mitzvah b'silukan. He says, no, that bracha was only at the time when you're taking off. And according to the Mandama, who says that Laila is not the Zman of Tefillin, So then you're observing the pasuk of Ishamartes Achuka Hazos, and it's talking about Chukas Tefillin. And only if you're taking them off right before dark, where it's a mitzvah to take them off at that point, as opposed to the middle of the day, where it's just a mere taking them off, not for any observance of any concept in the Torah. So therefore, he doesn't like what is touching your tefillin, so that you shouldn't be Mesiach Das, have anything to do with that bracha. That bracha, Lishmor's Chukav, is referencing a very specific idea in the Torah. So the Rush doesn't like that either. Okay, so here's where he departs from the Tosfos, our Tosfos. Tosfos, our Tosfos, said it was Mistavra, you do make that bracha. And the Rush says it's not so Mistavra. Okay? Hilkach nirali shemavarach laniach. So the Rush comes back, you make a laniach. And now you can put a smile on your faces, because he says, why? Vahai demavarech. And that which you make a bracha, I'm sorry, v'hai demavarchi, kol emes demisham shibahu, how do you pronounce it? Demimash mishibahu. Hai nilachar sheisichu daitan, v'havi mishmur zeh, ketchilas anacha. There you go. Okay? So we're not so crazy to say that mishmush has a din hanacha. Okay? So he comes back to that idea. That he learns that it means that it's after you already had Hesach Hadas, and therefore you broke your relationship to the tefillin, right? The Kiyam Gavra is lost. And now when you're Mamashmesh, you're reestablishing your relationship. And therefore has a Din Hanacha. And that's why you make a Bracha. And then, of course, that's a Machlok. See, I mean, he's explaining Rabban and Debei Ravashi. Okay, we don't hold that way. We hold, yes, you have to be mashmesh, but you would never make a bracha. Okay. Well, don't forget that the Rabban and the Rav Ashi are wearing the tefillin all day long. So, okay, the guy's new. He's trading commodities. You know? And, well, you know, after a while, a couple, you know, he gets into it. He loses a little sight of the tefillin. So, Mamashmesh. Now, as if the expectation of the Torah is that you should wear tefillin all day, I think you'd have to say it's honest that a guy. Because it's not that it. Well. Alright, we're taking back anything we said in the practicality of Hesach Hadas and going to work. David pointed out that there's a Rabbeinu Yonah on Daf Yud Dalet on Beis in the Daf Herif. In Yud Dalet on Beis Daf Arif, where he discusses some of the features of Hesach Hadas and Umnas, where he says that it's not Hesach Hadas. All right, Tzarechin, you have to go look into. So, you know, exactly when is it considered that Yechayev L'mashmesh or not? All right, we're not getting into the practicality at this moment. Okay, and then the Rush brings down one last shita, which has nothing to do with our topic. But he says, "V'yesh meforshim kol emes to mishamshi behug la'achzir l'mkoman, u'kigon sheyatzu chutz l'mokom hanachas tefillin." Yeah, I saw that's how it got me into the sugya. By the way, I saw that in the Ritva and Yuma. That's how I knew it about that. That's how I remember this Gemara. That when it says chayev adal mashmesh, some want to learn that chiyav that by Rabban and Debei Rav Ashi, that they kept on making a bracha, not the halacha of mishmush because of the kavachomer from the tzitz, but Rav Ashi's, they want to learn Rav Ashi's halacha is not like Rashi and Tosus, that it's based on the idea of the tzitz. It's a separate halacha. It's a halacha where the tefillin actually went out off their place. Let's say Yishol Rosh moved over too far. It's not Bein Einecha anymore. So now Rabban and Debei Rav Ashi held that when you put them back in place, you have to make a bracha. Or the shell, same thing with the shell yad. And you should do it, b'shas, the mishmush with the tefillin. That's when you're putting it back, that's exactly when you make the bracha. Okay, what exactly, what the chiddush is and what the, okay, it's a different topic. But let's leave that alone. Alright? You can look up in the Mishnah Berurah as to what to do if the tefillin go out of place. Alright. So what do we have to define here? Oh, so we have to define, according to the Rush and Tosus, what is the possibility, what's this bracha of Lishmor es Chukav? And what does it have to do? First of all, I mean, you can ask two questions, really. One question is, what kind of bracha is it altogether? In other words, what kind of bracha is it when they make that bracha, the original halacha? Like right before nightfall, the pasuk says, "V'shamarta sa'chuka hazos l'moada yamim yamima." So why does that engender a bracha? I mean, what are you doing there? That it should have a bracha? A little funny. And second of all, then the second question is, what's the argument to say whether you should apply it to the halacha of chayav adam mashmesh b'tfilah or not? The question of Tosfos in the Rush. Those are the questions. I think Tosfos mentioned it, both in Nida and Brachas. I think he says, right, that if the reason why we don't make a lishmor is chukav, if you take off your tefillin right before Shabbos, is because that's not because of the pasuk. That's not because it's a shmarta zachuka. That's a separate loch and os. So therefore, it has nothing to do with the kiyum of chukah. Separate idea. Separate idea, right? Let me just double check that. Right. That's right. Okay, anyhow. All right, so that's